Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the Jazz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
With a mouthful of nuts.
The only way you'll find me.
And Phil's over there.
No nuts over here.
That's for sure.
Well, not in your mouth. Let's talk about this podcasting that we recorded. What's the guy's name? Ken Tuccio?
Yeah.
Tuccio.
It's live now.
Tucci or Tuccio?
Tuccio, I believe.
It's available now somewhere.
Yeah.
In space.
Look for
on
it.
The internet.
Tuccio.
What's the name of the thing? It's like here in Connecticut.
CT Podcast.
CT Podcast?
CT Podcast, right. We pay attention.
And he features local Connecticut people.
Good
on
dude,
his
too.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
Grew up loving radio.
Exactly.
And there's not a lot of doors open in radio now, so he just did his own thing. It seems pretty successful.
Yeah.
The boss has been crazy mad about this. Like, oh my God, this guy is like, you got to get...
Abnormally
like,
so.
Whatever.
Probably because they dress the same.
But he seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different deal. Like, they don't have questions written out. He's not interested in specific things. It's almost like sitting around having a beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the living room.
I walked away from it thinking, that was, like, I don't know if I would listen to that, you know? It's kind of boring.
Well, if you're a fan of someone and you're like, you kind of want to hear some, like, stuff about them, I would listen.
Did he cover any topics that you guys haven't already shared on this show? On your own show, though?
Not really. I mean, we talked a little bit about the state of radio.
Yeah.
And he was like, with everything the way it's going, how do you feel about what you do? And I said, well, I feel better because there's less people doing what we do.
Yep.
In a few years, it's going to happen fast, that radio is not going to be a place people go for music. So you're not going to own a music position. You're not going to be able to say the most music, right? Because that's not true because your phone has more music.
Right, yeah.
And it's constant. You're not going to be able to say the most variety because my phone has way more variety than any radio station.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So what music position is the station going to own?
Right.
So down the road, radio's going to be all talent.
Exactly.
And I say, we're positioned for the best time in radio because there's no up-and-coming talent.
We get the most talent.
Right. There's not a giant bench strength now. If you look at a lot of stations, there used to be all these different places where you can grow as an individual and work out the show before you're in front of the big audience.
Right.
There's none of that now. So I called us the saviors of radio. I said, we're going to be the ones.
Exactly. You
know? Like, look at it now. We're on three rock stations in the state.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a smart thinking company. Like, why have one great show and two mediocre shows when we can have one great show on three stations?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Blanket.
Way, way better.
Nice.
That's interesting that you say that because that's not really how we wrote it up. So it just says, sits down with Chaz and AJ to discuss their beginnings, how they've adjusted to changes in radio, and their process for putting together a show. If you called yourself the saviors of radio, that would have been my tagline right there. It would have been like, Chaz and AJ, we're the saviors of radio.
So that was the one thing I said that I, like, as soon as it came out, I thought, that's a potential headline that'll make me sound kind of dickish.
Right.
Right?
So he chose
like, to protect
he
didn't
you.
Use it.
Right.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
And then another thing I said that I thought, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that. We had an interview with the vice president on election day, a sitting United States vice president. Okay, he was just on Good Morning America, and they made the biggest fucking deal out of this, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we got the vice president. It's like, well, we also had the vice president on election day.
Yeah, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's a big get. It was a great interview. We got a soundbite that will last forever. Him mispronouncing my name.
Exactly.
And then he laughs. We're like, no, sir, it's Chaz with a Z.
Yeah, like he gave a fuck, yeah.
But we had that, right? And this is just as we were starting in the market. We started in September. That was November, the first Tuesday in November, right?
Yeah.
And the boss told me that the interview with the vice president didn't do as well as Eminence Front with
The
Who.
Yeah.
Which at that time I gave a shit, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm crushed. This is horrible. What are we going to do?
Right.
It was really,
I
did not take it well.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
And then the ratings came out and we didn't do great, right? And then another manager came up to me and repeated that. Almost like they knew that it bothered me and like they were enjoying
it. Say it to him again.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, that's how I took it at the time.
Right.
Because I'm like oversensitive.
I'll go find him.
I thought at that point, I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not staying here. And I said that during the podcast. I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't share that.
Right.
But, you know, I thought if this is the support I'm going to get through this new technology.
Right. Where's the love?
I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Where's the love? Where's the hug?
Well, you know, you want a coach to say, this is what you're doing right. Let's keep doing that. And we're going to figure this out. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Support. Pump up.
Hey, we were all freaking out. It's new technology. Yeah. There's a lot on the line.
Yep.
Everything is fine now. Now the show's number one.
Exactly.
People are coming to the table.
Right.
Our breaks, when they're really solid, are doing way better than Eminence Front. So it's a different time. But like, those were the two things I said during that podcast that I thought, these kind of stick out, you know? Like, I would ask Phil to edit them out if Phil was like running the table.
But he's not.
Like, yeah, cut those out.
Yeah.
Besides those two things, no reason to listen. Like, we didn't really talk about how we prepare for the show either, did we?
Oh, really?
That's what it says. I haven't listened to it. So I only looked now.
Yeah, we didn't really go through planning and how we put it together.
Yeah.
He did ask, do you guys, like, what's your relationship like? You're almost together for 19 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, well, it's like a marriage. You have your good times, your bad times, but we are perfect left brain, right brain.
Yep.
AJ just wants to have fun. I'm more of a thinker. You need both those things at work on a show, but not in two. You don't want the same thing in the same two different people.
Two things, mm-hmm. two fun people.
I want to do this at 8:15. No, I want to do this at 8:15.
Right.
And we don't have that problem at all.
Right.
So I looked and I have the email that the boss sent from that election day, and he ranked 10 of like our 16 breaks in order. Do you want to guess what number Joe Biden's interview came in that day?
Oh, probably the last.
16?
Number 7. So there were 6 breaks that were higher rated, or 6 parts of the show, rather.
Really?
4 of them are songs.
Right.
One's The Who. 2 is The Clash. 3 is Lenny Kravitz. And 4 was the Doobie Brothers.
Right. So at this point, AJ, you know, like, we work on the show all day. We leave.
Yeah.
We work on the show all day. And then you come in, and then you execute it.
An hour is my day.
You're off the air. Then you're wrapping up that show, and you're working on the next show. And I'm thinking, if you could play fucking Eminence Front and do better than us, having the fucking vice president on, what is the point?
Exactly. I get the boxes.
Right? So, look, the information at the time, all of this new data was new to us.
Exactly.
Right? So, like, you're just reacting to it not the best way. I think the boss... I don't think he sends these emails anymore. Phil's over there laughing. What else is in the email?
Well, I have your response.
Oh, really?
God, what is it?
Can you say
remember.
That?
Oh, this is the best.
Oh, wait, we can curse,
what
right?
You still have this email.
Jesus Christ. This is the most disheartening thing I've ever seen. What's the point of even cracking the mic? One of the Who's worst songs beats out the vice president. Holy fuck, why bother?
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So right there, you could tell that it wasn't like I didn't react good to this. Right?
No, of course not.
And then the ratings come out and I have another manager come up to me and mention the break almost like it was funny.
What did they say?
Like, the vice president Eminence Front thing.
It's amazing how people think things are funny.
And that person was not on this email.
Right.
So I knew that my boss told this boss. And now it's a thing, like a joke,
exactly.
Like I want to hang myself.
Right.
Oh.
So let's bring it up again, see if I'll hang himself.
Yeah, poke the bear again.
But again, it's a snapshot in time, right? We were all not knowing what we know now.
Right.
Right? The ratings were a lot different. It was high stakes. Company just bought the station. We all want to make a good impression.
Right.
We all thought they'd put the show on in Hartford and be number one in a second. Based on what's there. There's nothing in Hartford to listen to.
Nope.
It's embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed for the industry when I look at some of the top-rated shows and I see what people are listening to. Our biggest problem in Hartford is us on PLR.
Beating ourselves.
Yeah. And this has been the problem since the beginning. And, you know, it's above my pay grade. I'm going to come in and execute the best show that I can.
Every day.
Every single day.
Yep.
And that's all I can do.
That's all you can do.
Right?
Yep.
We got the best group. We have one of the best shows in the country. There's no doubt in my mind. And for this area, it's the best show in the Northeast. Period. Right?
Yep.
What else can we do?
Really, like,
I can't figure out how to eliminate PLR from that part of the market.
Yeah.
It comes blaring in. So we're number one, number two, no matter when you look at us, we've only been in the market full blast for 2 years. Hey, man, that's an accomplishment. Gary Craig has been there his whole fucking life, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So when you look at the ratings on the whale and say, well, this is what it is. Okay. After 10, that's what it is. But in the morning, it's number one or number two, and there's nothing I can do about that other than make it more number one.
Right.
You know, so we're working on it.
Yep.
But anyway, that's a sore spot with me. I legitimately, after that happened, I drove home thinking, if this is how it's going to go, like, I don't want to be part of this. I'll just go to a big market, be on a big station, full fucking blast. Make the money. Everyone's going to be in that building on board on that station being successful.
Yep.
And fuck it.
Yep.
Right. So anyway, that came up during the podcast and I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Everything else though, besides me saying we're the saviors of radio.
Right.
And that I was going to quit after that moment. Like I wasn't going to quit, but wasn't going to resign.
Yeah.
Everything else is boring. It's all like how we met, which we've talked about a million times. How you got fired. Yeah, I got, you know, I got hired to replace you.
Right, and, right.
Yeah. And I felt like the stories like weren't great. Whatever.
Man, but, I'm blown away by how he teased that then. If you wrote any of the things that you just told us, that instantly makes that a more clickable thing.
Right. I think so too.
And, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I didn't get a chance to meet him when he was here because we were in the studio when he came in, but my God, like that would like you tweet that out. We're the saviors of radio. Come on.
Like,
I can't believe that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think so too. And like I listen to a lot of his podcasts and again, he's a really nice guy and he's got a thing. There's no denying this man has like 30,000 listeners a week and people show up at his events. He's a thing.
He is.
There's no denying it.
No doubt.
But I listen to it and it's 2.5-3 minutes before you get to the guests. Like in radio, it's death. Right?
Yeah.
It's radio. Like if you put that on PPM market, which is personal people meter, which is how they track listening in the Hartford market and larger radio markets. You put that on there. It's, you know, Eminence Front looks like,
right.
You know, a fucking hurricane, you know, but really nice guy. And it was a nice experience.
It was.
You know, I love people spreading the word of the show.
Exactly.
Right, very cool.
So thank you very much.
Sounds like there's at least a soundbite in there for me.
But my story here about Eminence Front is better than what I did there. I kind of hedged it a little bit.
Right.
But I felt like, I probably said too much there, you know. But anyway, so what else? That podcast. I feel like you don't need to listen to that one now because you got better stuff here. But still, you know, Ken's a good guy.
Yeah, check him out.
If you can.
Yeah. Of course.
Speaking of radio in Hartford, Fathead almost got us in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Or kind of did a little bit anyway.
Yeah, that was a whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I talked about it a lot on the air and we closed the book on it.
Yeah, we did.
But never in my life, career, have I tried to help somebody and then got a fuck you back.
That was different.
Like, no thanks, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, but basically a fuck you. And, you know, that Renee... Look, I'm going to say something. I knew Renee when she was on CCC. I did overnights on PLR. She was just starting to CCC.
Right.
We hung out and partied a little bit.
Okay.
So we were friends.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah. And had a little bit of back and forth before we were put on in Hartford. You know, a little chit-chat off the record. I was really surprised by that meltdown. That is not the Renee I know. This is a different person.
She changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big C unchanged you.
And look, it's already been like our audio on demand is available. So I don't want to retell all these stories.
Exactly. Right.
You know what happened if you listen. Right. And it was just, it turned ugly fast. And I just want people to know that part of me was saying, move on. Right. Just don't even fucking acknowledge.
Don't acknowledge.
This.
Just keep going.
And then the other part said, no, she is not going to define how this show operates to the Hartford audience.
Ever.
No, not going to happen. No, we've worked too long and too hard to be good citizens in the community.
Yep.
People who don't ask for a thank you. Cameron, what's the...
Brendan Cameron.
Brendan Cameron.
Yes.
veteran losing his house. We have him in Veterans Day. This morning show's audience, you guys, come to the rescue. Over $10,000 in cash. Saves his house, right? That organization reached out to us, said, hey, you want to have him in? You want to talk to him? We were like, yeah, we'll talk to him. We had him on the phone. We didn't put it on the air because we felt like it was personal. Like, he saved his house.
Yes.
He's very thankful and appreciative, right? News 8 did a whole story on him. The show wasn't mentioned. We had an opportunity to insert ourselves into that story, and we didn't because it's not about that. No. It was about saving his house.
That's a reward right there.
That's what we do. It makes me feel like what we do is important when we do that shit.
Yep.
Right? Because we're like laughing about stuff all the time. It's like, that's not real work.
No.
Right?
Like,
this stuff is what drives me. It makes me feel like we're better people.
Right?
Let me get to heaven now.
Like, when she was trying to say that we were those people that like to hang the banners.
Yep.
While she's hanging a banner on a walk that she knows will never get that person's job back. Had to call her out on it.
Yep.
Right.
And you did.
You're walking for no reason.
Yeah. And we got a great sound bite, right?
That's
Bill,
true.
You want to insert it over here somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Stick it! Exactly.
Stick it!
Stick it!
Wow.
So stick it! Stick it! Like, you crazy people, stick it!
Double stick it!
Double stick it!
Triple stick it and stamp it!
Ah! Stick it!
I like AJ's participation there. Yeah, double stick it!
Double stick it!
I meant it.
A double secret
double
stick it.
That was right from the heart.
Right, double stick it, stamp it, twice bent over your grandmother.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Double
I like
stick
this new.
It. I had notes because I wanted to make sure I covered certain things. Stick it was nowhere on any of those notes.
Nope, just kind of stuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So,
and then we had Tim in. This week, interviewing for Pam's job.
Yep.
I think he could be a thing.
He
not
be
in
a
Pam's
thing.
Job.
No, not
No
him.
One's going to take Pam's
not
job.
Not that thing, no.
Thank God.
Until she gets promoted into upper management.
Exactly.
Because she just,
could be soon.
She'll be
just
failing her way up.
Three fuck-ups away.
Yeah, Pam can start programming the music for us.
It's almost like she has one of those cards, you know? Like every
fuck-up. Oh, that'll be great.
Every fuck-up you punch the thing in the car, you get a free job. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, except
every
to seven.
Fuck up is a punch
except
in the car.
Seven.
Oh
she gets
my
the 10.
God! Free.
Oh well, she would be like owning the company by now. Then
right? No, she gets the 10. To 10, then she comes like an assistant program.
I'm close to 10.
Right?
Why are we playing the soundtrack from Night at the Roxbury? Thanks, Pam.
Right.
Oh, that would be good.
See?
It would though.
But Tim, I think, could be a thing going out and recording stuff for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's
plus
witty.
The banjo.
He's. Yeah, right. Should we just have him show up at random places with the banjo?
Banjos make everybody happy.
Banjo bingo?
It's like not...
Where is he going to show up?
Exactly.
Spin a fucking thing and just send him out with the banjo.
Right, right. I mean, you cannot be depressing as a banjo. We should send him to like sad events. I didn't say tragic.
We're going to sit on that one for a little while.
All right, fine.
Anything else? I think that's it, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
It was a fun week, man.
Yes, it was.
I really had a great time on the air. I'm like really loving what I do more than I've ever done before.
Unless I forget. Morons!
Right.
Morons!
Which we can't play here.
No, we cannot, but.
No, but listen for more AJ parody songs.
Yes.
I will say that the tribe, the chat room was asking about that a little bit.
Really?
Like, all I can say is we've had a lot of conversations. We agree with you guys. We'd love to put this stuff out there. Can't do it for a number of reasons, but that's how it is.
I'll tell you the other thing, too, is it's special when we play them.
Yep.
And we like to keep it special when we play them.
Exactly.
If we put everything out there, then we have nothing to pull out of our magic box of tricks, you know?
Our ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Magic ass.
Basically, our magic box of tricks, our ass. But thank you for listening. Thank you for the support and clicking on this. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us on iTunes and fucking listen to them and like comment on our stuff.
Please.
Yeah.
Christ
podcast.
Say.
Yeah. Do it. Damn it. Please. Thank
do
you.
It.
Stick
do
it. That's the Weekend Review. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
I love you.
Pam's over there.
Bye bye.
Phil's over there.
The Chaz and AJ Weekend Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.